Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Mock.
And welcome to the half hour longstanding, like right over 9 years, we can call it longstanding, right?
I feel like it's still questionable. We don't really know.
Yeah, it's longstanding, but let me finish. Longstanding train wreck of a radio show that's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available for children and families in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council are not radio show professionals. Everybody listening already knows that. But what we do at the Children's Services Council, what we focus on is really five pillars, if you will. And they're one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And we focus on that, meaning that we fund, develop, and oversee programs that are available to all families in those five categories.
And obviously, while we may not be radio show professionals, we still do a really good job on the show of sharing that information with you. So it's a very entertaining way to learn about all of the programs that work in those areas and about some additional things that are happening in our community that benefit children and families. So we always invite you to share with your friends and listen in. There's no better way to be entertained on a Sunday morning, but really anytime, because we also use this as a podcast. So if you know that you're going to miss a Sunday morning radio show, you can absolutely listen in anytime via your favorite podcast listening app.
Or, you know, if you have trouble sleeping, just put us on, you know, eventually you'll just doze right off.
But you'll be listening and learning all of this information.
Right, you'll be absorbing. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we happened to be in a meeting earlier this week, and I got to hear you say the five priorities, and I noticed that we say them differently, which is kind of fun. I think you stick more to the written description of it, and I don't know why I veer off on making sure every baby's a healthy baby. I think you say ensuring every baby.
You probably say it more than I do, so you have to switch it up a little bit.
But I remember it going, oh, she says a little bit differently. I need to take note.
That's funny. I think we should start challenging people out in the street. Like, can you say our five priority areas? Because if they're longtime listeners, they should be able to.
I think, you know, we talked about this. We were actually dialoguing before we hit record about, you know, our outreach and engagement efforts, and we use social media like everybody else. And by the way, if you're on Facebook, and let's face it, I think it's a requirement now that everybody be on Facebook and then everybody be angry that they're on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook, look up Children's Services Council, St. Lucie County. There are other Children's Services Councils and we're cool with them, but we obviously prefer the St. Lucie County one. You can follow us on Facebook, or I should say also you can go on IG, which is the cool way of saying Instagram.
Wow. Have you been teenagers?
I'm really forbidden for saying that because I'm not cool, but IG, Instagram, you can follow us. Look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie, or I think our actual name is St. Lucie CSC on Instagram. Where was I going with that? I don't remember. I was going to talk about social media.
IG is the way more fun place to follow us. Behind the scenes. I don't know. Is that what you're
going to
tell
me? Now I remember. So We talk about engagement, and we're very much a data-driven organization. We don't talk about that a lot on here because, you know, talk about falling asleep fast. But we're very much an accountability, data, metrics-driven organization. One of the things that we track is our engagement, and through social media, it's really easy because they give you metrics. We don't really track the metrics on this radio program because, you know, we don't know, show to show how many people are listening. However, when we're out in public, people will be like, you know, and you've had this happen. I think you've had this happen more than me, which is, I think, speaks volumes to my quality on the show. But when out in public, somebody will like hear your voice, or I've been at an event and they'll come up to me and be like, I recognize your voice. Are you on the radio? And I'm like, I am. Sorry to burst your bubble on what I really look like. I know it's disappointing. But I think when we get those comments, we should say, you know, we'll give you something. I don't know what it is. If you can name those, I'll give you a high five if you name those five priorities.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Speaking of high fives, can I tell a story? I've been telling this story a lot. Do you mind?
I like this story.
I'm going to tell this story, and and I have a speaking engagement coming up. I'm going to tell it again, even though half the crowd's already heard of it. So, but I think this is important for any parent, grandparent, any professional, or just relative or caregiver or family friend that works with kids. I think this is relevant. And by the way, if you couldn't tell, we do not have a guest. So we're going to be all over the map here. So there was a research study that was done to find out what motivated kids, or youth, I should say, to accomplish a complicated task. And so the research study divided the kids into three groups. The first group, and they all had the same task to complete, a challenging task. And the first group got what they call a fixed mindset praise, which is the researchers went in and told the group how smart they are, how intelligent they are, how well together they are, and told them, you know, you can do this. The second group got what they call the growth mindset growth mindset praise, which isn't talking about how smart they are, but talking about like, you can figure this out. You have the skills to do this. You will make this happen. And then the third research group, the researchers just went in and gave all the kids high fives. That's all they did. And so what they found was that the third group, the group that just got the high fives, outperformed, outlasted the other two groups. And what the research told them was, the two groups that got the praise, the fixed mindset and the growth praise, it was all about the task. Giving those kids a high five was a celebration of those kids. And just celebrating kids made them do difficult tasks better than the other two. So that's a life lesson in there where, you know, we're always so goal focused and task focused, but do we ever just stop to appreciate people around us? And so, you know, I've been giving high fives out lately. I don't know if you've noticed that, Ashley. So that's my new thing. I was totally fascinated by that, because I'm just like, it seems so obvious once you hear it, but we don't do that.
Right? No, I've been doing it to my own kids since you've been telling this story too. And it, you know, I like it because it for them, it's very exciting. It kind of reminds me of, and I know these don't happen all the time throughout the year, but when school starts and we do the Tunnels of Hope with Kids at Hope, like the thing that the kids get most excited about is getting the high fives as they're going through the line. And so, you know, everyone's there and talking, holding the posters that say, you're smart, you're kind, like, good luck this year. But I promise you, the thing that impacts them the most is those high fives. So I love that story. I know you've told it quite a bit, but I think it's important. I think it's a good reminder for us as adults too, like not just for the kids, right?
Yeah, I would love to get a high five just because somebody's like, hey, high five. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you made it to Friday.
I know, exactly. You combed your hair today. all right. So I've already kind of alluded to, oh, by the way, we got to go. Obviously, we talked about social media, Facebook, the Book of Face, and IG. I'm cool like that. But we also got to mention that our website, cscslc.org, the acronym for Children's Services Council, St. Lucie County.org. We have loads of information on there. But the information piece that I want to emphasize is our directory of programs, all the 53 programs that we're partnering with. Those guides are on there, both in a PDF format or just embedded in the website. You can look them up. But if at any time you want Ashley, myself, John, Sandy, whoever, you pick the team member, we're willing to come out and not only deliver those guides, we have them in trifolds, and they're very, you know, very convenient to kind of, I have one in my car, I have one in my backpack, so that if anybody ever needs a number. But if you want some of those, we're more than happy to deliver. And if you have a group of people and you want us to talk about, in a somewhat entertaining way, either the resources or the state of the child in St. Lucie County, or just entertain you for 10, 15, 20 minutes, we're more than willing to do that as well. Just give us a call at 408-1100.
We can totally do that. And so I know Sean did mention that we don't have a guest today. It is
we're the guest.
It is ourselves.
It's not just ourselves. It's three of us, me, you, and the listener.
There you go. I like it. So I did want to mention, and we've talked about it kind of leading up to it, but we last week kicked off our first week of More Than a Game. It is the third session that we have done, and it continues to grow, and we're so excited about it. We had about 25 guys show up for week one, which is impressive. I actually heard John telling a story that I don't know if you remember this, but the first session, the first week of the first session that we did, there were four guys there. So oh, wow. We have grown from 4 to 25 on day one, which is amazing. And he did share in a meeting that we were in this week that there was a testimonial from a dad who had participated in the last session. And one of the groups, they were actually a guest on the radio show, but one of the groups that presented to the dad was some guys from ourchildrenhaverights.org. And they actually worked with this dad after more than a game to regain custody of his son. And he shared that story the first week and just how impactful that had been in his life and all of the skills that he learned through more than a game, plus getting custody back of his son and what a benefit that had been to him. So I thought that was a really great story to share. There are still some seats available. If you have a child, if you know a father or a father figure, in the community that would benefit from it. Again, the guys spend about 45 minutes going through some skill building and conversation about fatherhood. They get introduced to some local resources that are typically Children's Services Council funded programs or other partners. And then the hook is that they get to play basketball for 2 hours after that. And so it's a really good time. They have built a really cohesive group of guys. And I know the guys who have showed up are really excited about what they're going to be able to accomplish. We're excited about them being there and looking forward to a big graduation celebration for them at the end of their 12 weeks. So if you do know somebody, there are still a few seats available. You can get in touch with John in our office or just visit our website. There is some registration information there and a link to fill out paperwork.
I didn't, you know, I usually go to the sessions, you know, me in basketball, big fans of both. I'm big fans of John and the message with Kevin Singletary from Kids of Hope and obviously basketball. I didn't get a chance to go on Monday. I had another appointment, but I'm anxious to go because I saw the pictures. I see some of the same guys. There are some new guys there, but I see some of the same. And I see them out. You know, I play basketball, not well anymore, but I've been playing basketball. But I saw some of them the other day when I was out, when I was playing, and they were excited to come out and they were asking about it. And so, again, like you said, and we got to give kudos not only to John, because this is, you know, this is John's role at Children's Services Council, right? Connecting people to resources. But I give him credit because he loves basketball and he connected his two passions, right? Connecting people to resources and basketball. He found a way to make them work together. But in doing so, he found a whole audience that, quite frankly, we probably weren't going to get to otherwise. Yep. So very kudos to him and to Kevin Singletary, who is an OG basketball player as well. I remember moving here all those many years ago. The first time I found a group of guys to play with was at Westside Baptist. And I remember Kevin out there. Kevin had like, Kevin's probably still does, but he had unbelievable basketball range. It's a good time.
It's a great time. And just a little foreshadowing too. I think we might have mentioned this previously on the radio show, but John has expanded the idea of More Than a Game. And this summer, we will actually be looking to do a golf edition. So if basketball is not your thing, but you can get down with golf, We have plans to incorporate a whole program around that too. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Do you play golf? Are you good at golf?
So, you know, it's funny. We were talking about this recently. Rob and I used to play. So my dad plays all the time. You know that. My mom and dad live on a golf course. My dad plays at least two or three times a week. When my husband and I first started dating, we played with my mom and dad a lot. Like we would go out with them to play. We were actually playing with my dad when he shot his first hole in one ever. We were with them, but we haven't played in quite a bit, but, I don't like to be hot. So, but the time that I have the most flexibility is in the summer and it's hot then. So,
yeah, no, yeah. I feel you. That's the one sport that I just never, I won't tell the story now, but the first time I ever went was a complete nightmare. I'll tell it real quick. My brother-in-law, when I first moved to Florida, because I'm married to his sister, and they used to live he and his wife used to live in Indiana. They moved to Florida. We were living in Chicago. We moved to Florida. And when I moved down here, he's a big golfer. He's like, come golf with me. And I'm like, I've never been. Like, I don't even have clubs. He's like, I got clubs for you. You can, you know, don't use worry. These old ones that are in the garage. I'm like, fine, whatever. He does not tell me until I get there and I see it's super crowded. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's a charity golf tournament. Sean, you're up. I am teeing off for the first time I've ever played golf in front of like 100 people. And it goes like 12 feet to the right. And I can honestly tell you it hasn't gotten any better than that ever since. So I have such a negative experience with golf.
He scarred you.
I might have to go just so that I can maybe learn how to, because I get asked to play golf all the time. And I'm just like, I'll drive the cart around. I don't really golf. I don't have golf.
Well, clubs. I will tell you that the guy that John is working with to do this is Willie Scott, who we know very well. He runs a lot of the First Tee programs across the Treasure Coast. They've done a huge project with Boys and Girls Club and lots of our funded programs to get the kids acquainted with golf at a young age to save them from the experience that you had. So,
yeah, I mean,
it will be really good. I know it will be really good. So maybe you need to be one of the dads involved.
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense in the state of Florida to learn how to play the golf, because there's, you know, in St. Lucie County, there's like five golf courses alone. Two of them are
there's great
known.
Careers in golf too. Like we have a friend, one of our neighbors who happens to be a golf course superintendent. Like there are great jobs in that field that we obviously are surrounded with because of where we live. So
yeah,
lots of opportunity.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
even if you don't know how to play golf, trust me, you cannot be as bad as I am. So you should come out anyway.
Entertaining in the very least.
And actually, I don't know how you're going to play golf if you don't like to be hot. I mean, quite honestly, you know, it's hot in Florida all but like 2 days.
I know. I'm aware.
But you could get a virtual, like Wii Golf or something.
I might look into that. VR golf. I could do
it. There you go. All right. So again, not a big shock. We don't have a guest, clearly, because we're talking about golf and basketball and whatnot. But we do have a couple of things. We just want to reiterate. We have that big literacy baseball event coming up, our partnership with the Chamber and the St. Lucie Mets.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It's going to be a fun thing. It, you know, previously the Chamber had done an event that was kind of like a welcome back to school in August. I feel like every single year that event got rained out. There several times.
Yes.
I don't know that the end of May will be better for us, but we're fingers crossed. So May 27th, we will be doing an event. It will actually start prior to the game that night. So the game will be a 6:10 start time, but from 4 until the gates open for that game, we will be there. We will have free books to give away. We will have a lot of our partners there with tables. The Chamber will also be there with free tickets for St. Lucie Public School employees and kids. Going to be a really great time.
Is it just the school? I heard rumor I had was every family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
well, we'll find out. We'll find out. We'll find out.
You have more information than I do.
We still got, everyone just needs to put on their calendar. You're going to come to, even if you have to pay for the adult ticket or. We're not breaking banks here, right? It's
like, yeah, definitely not. And we are really trying to make sure that every kid will be able to take more than one book away with them. We want it to kind of be a kickoff to your summer reading, if you will. So we're hoping that we'll have enough books there for kids to be able to choose multiple books to take home with them. So please stay tuned. We'll obviously keep sharing more information on Facebook, which, you know, where you learn everything, but on our website as well. And we'll continue talking about it on the radio show, of course.
Very excited about that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a rumor that Bookman may be throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, listen, I am working hard to make sure that Bookman is doing all the things. If I could get him on the team, I would make it happen. But,
you know, and this is no pressure at all, but we got a little something we're working on that's Bookman related that
it will be done.
And maybe appears on the big screen.
That's my plan.
Okay. So
fingers crossed.
Yeah. So we'll sorry, listening audience, as we vaguely describe our projects, but we'll let you know. But come out and see Bookman, right? That alone is worth it. Let's see if Bookman can throw it from the mound and to the catcher. And because he's a superhero, I think he needs to beat the ball. He needs to throw it and then use his superpowers of reading to get to the catcher before the ball does.
That's a challenge, Sean. I don't know about that.
He'd have to loft it way up in the air and run like
lofty goals there.
You know, and is it too much to ask to see if he could fly in as well? I'm just saying he has a cape.
You're making a lot of requests here. I don't know that we can fulfill.
Yeah. All right. So part of the thing that we thought we'd talk about in our remaining 8 minutes or so on the show is we released our annual report, which Yay. You may be like, whoopee, Sean, Ashley, annual report. But the annual report really summarizes and highlights, I think that's the better word, not what we've done, because we don't do anything alone. We've done it with our partners, both funded and just our community partners. And quite frankly, we did it with you, the listening audience, because whether you were involved in a program partner, either directly or through our other just community partners, or you are part of doing something to help a family out, whether it be volunteering, giving back, sharing information, sharing resources, or if you are a recipient of services, whether it be an after-school program, maybe you know somebody or you yourself just gave birth and you got a nurse home visit, whatever it may be, this report is reflective of our, not just Children's Services Council, but really of our community.
Yeah. And we've done this for several years and you and I have had lots of conversation about the best format to communicate that information, because we recognize that
it's the radio show.
Yeah. typically annual reports are a lot to read and we get it. We don't want to overwhelm anyone with the information. We want you to understand the importance of the work that's being done. And so we really have tried to kind of condense and simplify the information that we share in the annual report. So really what you're getting is kind of a snapshot look at the work that's being done, the number of kids that are being served, the amount of dollars that are being spent in those areas, and really the impact that that is having in the community. So I'm really excited that this year we've included success stories in each one of our funding priority areas. So you can kind of identify with a family or a child who has benefited from one of the programs in that area, what that looks like in their life now that they've, participated in this program and what kind of work it has done for them. So it's available on our website. There is a simple way that you can flip through it. I know Sean doesn't love it, but it's a simple way that you can flip through and view the pages on the website. But we also have printed copies available. So if that is something that you're interested in, or you have a group, we talked about the family guide coming and talking to you, we can come and talk to you about the impact that we've had in our community too. And it doesn't really just have to be the impact in the last year. We can talk about the impact over the last 32 years. So, there's a lot of opportunity to continue this conversation about what these programs are actually doing, and how their service is being impacted across the community. And it's not just the families that are involved in them. It's all families, truthfully, because if this family is benefiting, it's making them a better family, a more successful family in our community. And that has a benefit to everybody. So,
And I think when we write our annual report and design our annual report, like you said, our intent is not to everyone's busy. Everyone's attention span, my attention span is very short. I know, we get it, right? There's a lot of information. It's designed to be read, like you mentioned, in basically 5 minutes or less. I mean, and really the reading part, if you really want to dive in, is the success stories. And I really encourage you, the listeners, to check out the success stories because, the numbers are the numbers, right? And the numbers are important. The numbers show impact. But it's really the stories that put faces to those numbers. And I think that part is so important. And we're lucky. We have a, we talk about this, Ashley, internally. We're lucky. Like, you know, it's easy to be cynical. That I think that's most people's default. And in this day and age, and we talked about social media, it's easy, very easy to be cynical. But we get the perspective of working with all these people that are in our programs, our funded programs, but we ask them to submit success stories. So every month we're sifting through, you know, every month or every quarter, depending on the frequency they're submitting, 50 plus success stories. And we're seeing lives changed. We're seeing hope that's been given and opportunity. And you know, if you just dive into some of the success stories, I think it'll change your frame of mind about, you know, as you get older, Ashley, I know you're not as old as I, but I mean, you probably pick on it, right? Like it's a generational thing. Everybody is like, oh, this generation coming up, they're terrible, right? They don't do
everybody
this.
Everybody says
they
that about that. Every generation.
Right. They said that about me, my generation. Look how great I am. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. They said that about Generation X. They said that about, you're a tweener. You're between millennial and Gen X, right?
Yeah. I'm a grand millennial.
Yeah. You're a grand. Yeah. And I'm straight Gen X. And then you have the Gen Zs and whatever. But when you read these stories, you see these young fathers that are connecting with their kids, despite the narrative that's out in the community. Sometimes you see these mothers that, you know, are, you know, just phenomenal stories. It's just story after story. It just really buoys your spirit a little bit. And we'd encourage everybody to read them.
Yes, definitely. So again, it's available on our website. We are actually planning, I know we've talked a little bit about like our inside baseball about social media, but we're planning on sharing some of the stats that are in the annual report on our social media for the next few months. So you'll see more about it there too. But again, it's a quick read. There's a lot of good information in it. I would encourage everybody to take a look at it. And if you know everything, if you are super familiar with us and you're like our number one radio show listener and you know all of that, just tell somebody that it is there, or to read the stories or share with them one of the stories that's in there, because, you know, really the more people that are aware of what is out there and the great work that's being done, the better off our community will be for us and everyone else. So don't skip over that part of it. You know, we share a lot of information about individual programs and what they're doing. But don't forget that the more that we talk about it and the more that we're able to share with our neighbors, the better off our community will be.
So I don't know if you saw, Ashley, I stood up and walked away for a minute because I couldn't read it because I'm apparently getting older than I run to realize. but I have this, I found this bumper sticker. I don't remember where we were at, but I found it and I turned it into a magnet, and it's on my door frame in my office because I think it's so true. And the quote, it's from Pete Seeger. I'm not 100% sure who he is, but it says, "The key to the future is finding the optimistic stories and letting them be known." And I think about that every day when I come in, because I think that's so true, because we have an opportunity to tell those optimistic stories. And just like you said, our listeners have the opportunity to tell those stories as well, because I think that is what sets the course for our community and can help change the future.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, my friend. I think we survived no radio show guests. We kind of hit record and said, what are we going to talk about?
That's pretty much the way that it goes sometimes.
But I encourage everybody again to follow us on social media. I promise you, we're not divisive or anything like that. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie on Facebook or the IG Instagram.
And we do have some cool stuff coming up. We'll be able to talk about our summer programs in a few weeks. And, you know, we'll be sharing more about that. So there's definitely some exciting things that are happening that we want to tell you more about. So it's a great place to get all that information.
All right. We want to thank you all for tuning in, bearing with us on this non-guest episode of our show. And just remind everybody that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame, our great partner. If you happen to miss that, or if you're listening on the podcast, you know that it's also a podcast. Just open up your podcast app, your favorite one, whether it be Google or Apple, and just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council. And through the magic of the interwebs, it'll be right there as soon as we release it. And we want to thank you for every listen and a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.